This goes to Brian Thwaites, T-H-W-A-I-T-E-S, P-A-C, fax 989-291-5359, regarding Frederick, F-R-E-D-R-I-C-K, Chubb, C-H-U-B-B, like boy. Date of birth 4/27 of 1941. Dear Brian, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Chubb with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. His last visit was June 26th of this year. He's been able to lose 8 pounds over the last 6 months. He did complain of developing severe leg weakness. He was unable to get himself up out of his chair, even with his arms. They weren't quite strong enough to push himself up. And so he did participate in physical therapy for about 6 weeks, and his legs and arms are both much stronger at this time. He does have a mild non-productive cough that is getting better currently, and he's had no recent fever, chills, or malaise, no headaches, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and no edema. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the lisinopril, 5 milligram once a day, and other routine medications are unchanged from previous visit. Physical exam, weight is 209 pounds. Pulse is 48 and regular. Oxygen saturation is 98% on room air. Blood pressure, 140 over 50 today. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, and a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done September 21st, 2023. Creatinine is 1.46 with estimated GFR of 49. Electrolytes are normal, calcium 8.8, albumin 3.6, phosphorus 2.3. Hemoglobin is 14.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue to have labs done every 3 months. 2, hypertension is currently near to goal. Continue to monitor blood pressure at home and follow a low-salt diet. 3, diabetic nephropathy. We will schedule him for a follow-up visit in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.